The only SS rank Luffy.
No, that's a complete fabrication right there. If anything, that's a category for Jin Sung Woo.
Yo, I would put him in there too. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the 110th episode of Herbal Synergy. This is your host, Synergy, with me as always, Bay.
What up?
And then our routine 10th episode guest, I call him Pete, I call him Clutch, I call him Infamous, I call him all three in an episode sometimes. What's up, dog?
What's up, players? What's good?
After saying that's all three, really I didn't really have an intro, so I was just like, what's up?
It's okay. We're here.
Yo, guys. Irby, I know you're not there, but if we were going to do flavors this week, mine would be Solo Leveling. And without giving away too much, Pete, I just re-listened to the book. And honestly, hands down, the fight in America might be one of my favorite fights in anime.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it was dope. That book came out. You listened to it. Or did you? Are you trolling me, Irby?
Who, Irby?
I could be trolling you.
Well, what fight do you think I'm talking about?
The one where he beat the other world-class hunter?
Yo, that is like one of my favorite fights in anime.
That man ain't give a fuck.
He said it twice. Do you know who I am? I don't care who you are.
What?
Yeah. That joint was dope.
And it's not even
for that reason. I've read it probably three times already.
Exactly. Like once I read that fight, like manga wise, I read it like twice more immediately. I was just like, yeah, this fight's short but really good.
I didn't even know.
You did. Do either of you have any quote unquote flavors, anything that stuck out to you this week you thought might be worth mentioning?
I've been trying to keep up with a few Demon Slayer, obviously watching that. But I'm not sure if y'all know about Aristocrat's Otherworldly Adventure. Basically about a dude. Obviously, he dies and comes to a different world. He has the same knowledge, but the gods in the other world gives him, like, OP status. So in each type of status, like adventuring, cooking, survival, is all S tier. So, not to spoil too much, but yeah, it's OP. You know, I like watching that shit.
I love it too, but I just hate that they forced the isekai thing down your throat. Like, just make an OP guy.
It is what it is now. Exactly.
Just make an OP guy.
But each episode, he surprises somebody with his powers accidentally, and it just gets better each time. So, if you want to watch something chill, don't take it too hard or whatnot. You know, watch it, check it out.
Nice. I mean, I gotta get back into anime soon, but like, I don't know if you particularly are like planning on playing the new Zelda game that dropped.
Yes, sir.
But I don't plan on playing it with like, it's a fun game. It's just, it's not a game I'd have fun playing. I tried to play Breath of the Wild. I couldn't get into it. But like watching someone play it, I had a lot of fun watching someone play it. But the YouTuber I watched play last time wasn't putting the gameplay on YouTube, so I have to watch it on freaking Twitch, and he's like hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, and I'm like, I gotta watch all this fucking shit before it disappears off Twitch, so I haven't had time for anime.
Oh, the new one is completely different.
Oh my god, I know. I've seen like so much, and it was just like, the map seems like it tripled in size.
It did, and then you can make gadgets. I seen dudes make mechs, set up traps. cars. Like, it's pretty limitless what you can do.
Yeah, and it's, like, infinite on, like, how you can use that stuff. I don't know. It looks like a great game. Like, I wouldn't be surprised. What are we? We're in late May. I wouldn't be surprised if it got Game of the Year.
You already know.
Yeah.
You already know this shit gonna happen. It's Zelda, it's Nintendo.
Yeah. With how... Okay, so, like, with how repetitive Mario can be, they put a lot of time into Zelda.
Zelda's the GOAT, man.
Yes. Irby, sorry. Flavor?
Nah. I ain't got no flavors. So, yeah. Maybe just the finish up the Jotaro series. All the twists and turns and the latent traps with the other traps inside the trap. I'm like, oh, man.
You convinced me to try it, Irby. I'm going to try it.
You ain't gotta watch. Just put it on the background. Just listen to it.
But I suck at paying attention to things while like doing other things. Like I gotta watch.
Multitasking.
I gotta watch. Yeah. I mean, I can to an extent, but like it has to be something I have little interest in, or already know.
Shoot, but yeah, if you they essentially all the fights are like chess move type deals. Where you're like, oh, that's why he let that happen, because he was setting this up later. And you're like, oh.
I will watch it.
Yeah.
Just like I'll get to Gintama eventually.
I said, but the art style does change, though. In the beginning, it was looking rough, and then it starts to get a little better. The last one with Giovanni... It's not a bad art style. It's just probably not something I would like do for anime myself, but yeah, the beginning was rough.
I don't know if I can get used to the art style.
It switches up like the first couple at the episodes.
Well, yeah, I'll get to it eventually. But, guys, the theme of this episode, I have an echo.
Yeah. But, I think Pete's headset died and it came back in.
Damn.
Can y'all hear me?
I hear you.
Yeah.
Is it still an echo?
Nope.
Well, a little bit.
A little bit. It's all right.
Move your mic away a little bit. It should clear it up.
Well, while he's doing that, I'll explain the theme of this episode. This is a MC tier list, which is not limited to just the main characters. It's characters you see a lot of in shows.
And it's not an MC tier list. This is a character list.
I thought it was an MC tier list.
Yeah, but you said it's not limited to MCs, so therefore, by definition, it's not an MC list.
Well, like, in Dragon Ball, Goku's the main character, but, like, really, they're all main characters, right?
Nope.
No?
Because you essentially just follow
Goku. Any character in the anime, as long as we know who the character is.
All right, it is a character tier list.
Yep.
Ranking from S to F, and... We're going to go through our list of hand-picked characters. We came up with a list of a handful each. And one at a time, we're going to rank them. Now, what are we going to do, like, if two people say a grade and one say different, we're going to go majority rules. And then, like, if all three have, like, a difference, we'll, like, meet in the middle?
To be fair, I'd say meet in the middle.
Yes.
I could just average it out.
Well, like if you two both said S or something and I said A, what are we going to do? A plus? So we might as well say S.
So right? At the front of the ratings is like better. So you can put them like in the back of the list. So you can put them in like an A, but in the far back of the list, if that makes sense. So it goes, let's just say it's like S, then it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. S1 is like the best, and then after that worsens, if that makes sense. Because you can't see it. We can just rank it based off of like S1 or S2, S3, then it's A1, A2, A3 type there.
All right, so I'm going to have to...
But as we put in characters, obviously the rank can either move up or down in the numbers.
I see. Okay, so we're going to start S, make some room, A, make some room, B, C, D, F. And then from there on, we will begin our, and then like when we give someone a grade, we'll say, okay, above or below this guy? Above or below this guy? Sound good?
Yeah, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So starting with a random character, let's go Ash. Ash Ketchum. Everyone knows who Ash Ketchum is. I think he's a great start.
Okay.
Give him a smooth C.
Damn.
I was thinking A, bro. Listen, whether I knew what anime was back then or not, Pokemon helped start anime for me. I think Ash deserves at least a B, and I'm willing to put him in an A.
I would say a B. Only because I just hate how he is. Like, he has the potential to beat anybody and refuses to evolve certain Pokemon. No one evolving said Pokemon, it'll be better. Certain situations, he throws the battle, but he knows he can win. Okay, it took him 20 years to become the champion.
Nah, stop, because the only Pokemon I would never touch is Pikachu.
No, I agree on Pikachu. That's world tier. You know, Raichu's ugly. But he just refuses to do certain things, and it holds him back from winning. And I think he's a great character overall.
So you're saying win at all costs?
All costs.
Yes.
Gary did.
So Ash Ketchum, B rank, correct?
I put him at B.
Fair enough.
Okay, he's our current number one in B. Now, another random one. Let's go with one of mine. Let's go Senku, Dr. Stone. Have we all watched Dr. Stone?
No.
Irby, I know you've watched Dr. Stone.
I haven't watched Dr. Stone.
You haven't watched it. Well, you've read it.
I've read it, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough.
I personally think Senku, with his ingenious... Like, this man counted 10,000 years in his head in seconds. I think he deserves at least a B.
Yeah, and he even knew that the magnetic north shifted. I was like, man, that's too much. I would have just been sending the stone, waiting for the stone to let me go.
I like him. As a person, he ain't shit. But I like him.
That's his intelligence.
Him. Yeah. Like him
would be. I agree with you. I think he's behind Ash, though.
I can accept that.
I might put him before Ash. Senko, he gonna do what needs to be done to restart civilization. Ash ain't finna do that.
Ash is a good guy. And that's your whole thing, Irby. They gotta be good men. Senko is selfish. He's doing what he gotta do to get the civilization for himself. You know, Ash helps the friends. He helps the boys.
Ain't that what it's about, the civilization? Get that thing back running where they was before?
Well, if he had his own scientific lab, he would stop doing everything else.
Yeah. He helped out the people. He gave that girl the glasses. came up with some medicines to cure people.
The glasses was hilarious.
Yo, yeah, oh my God. Watermelon head glasses.
The bifocals.
Yeah. Yes, she has watermelon glasses. Oh, man. And they're all his ancestors. Something like that, right?
I think they came before them.
Yeah. Or something where his dad populated the world or something because he was away. Yeah. I can't remember exactly.
My dad a freak, dog. I think Ash's overall character is better.
Ash is trash. I ain't watched him since I was like 8.
Damn, I can't remember the last time.
I will put it this way, though. He's been relevant since 2000.
I just want you to keep that same energy when we start talking about Luffy.
Oh, I got
I want you to keep that same energy.
I got it.
Whether you like it or not, this man has been top of the sales. Now. All right.
Okay. You want to do him next? Shit, we talking about him? I need a pitch.
All right. Pitch. I'm not ready. Let's go on. Okay. I will defend Luffy to the ends of the earth. But just give me a minute to come.
Just know he's not A tier.
Yo, whoa.
Yeah, just know he's not.
Whoa. He is S, and I will talk you guys into A.
No, never.
Listen, let's go on to...
We'll get to it.
Let's go on to one of Pete's. Let's do Piccolo. I don't know why you even put on this. Piccolo's like a C or a D for me.
Are you kidding? Piccolo's amazing, bro.
I give him a strong C.
Yo, Piccolo's a C or a D for me.
For strong bruh. C for Kalo.
D for dad.
He raised Gohan, dog.
Yeah, D for dad.
He took somebody else's kid, raised him, and he's always there. That's the homie.
He's a better man to me.
First of all, exactly. We're going to talk about how he let Pan get abducted by the Red River and Arby just to put a fire under Gohan's ass.
I ain't gotta say that.
Yeah, we
ain't right, gonna see that. She is cool. Cause outside of being a dad, he's just ordinary Piccolo. He's green.
Not if he transforms, he's orange.
I mean, he can fight a little bit, but you know.
Oh, man.
I think if Goku didn't have strength, he'd be on the same tier.
Goku wasn't fighting. A fan. You say that too.
Okay, so.
If it was straight hands.
But Goku and Piccolo have fought straight hands before when they were younger.
That was the Piccolo.
Saiyans are naturally strong, bro. It don't count.
Listen. He's an alien. What the hell do you want? He can regrow limbs.
And the aliens got white by Saiyans. Because they're weaker.
You know, with how strong Goku and Vegeta are, it's amazing the Saiyans got wiped out so easily. What were you guys doing?
They weren't that strong. The other Saiyans.
Yeah, I know. They weren't.
They weren't training. They weren't trying to do the stuff. They didn't have those...
shit.
Those S genes, which is what they call them.
Aren't they using weapons too?
Yeah. The little
blaster thing. Shooter.
Yeah. Yeah, they were trying to do that.
Irby, Jotaro or Nana?
We go ahead and go with my man Jotaro.
Alright, you're gonna have to talk him up to me because I know nada about JoJo's Bizarre Adventures.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't either.
So basically in this time period, they have these essentially I call them like you might as well call them like an astro body. And what happens is those astral bodies do fights with other people with astral bodies, or they could just fight regular people. So his is it's like something. It's essentially what his thing is it's pretty fast, and eventually he learns how to like stop time. to so he can move in a place where no one else has time can move. And he's smart. He plans ahead, and he throughout the show he sets like little traps for, like the enemies, like people to try to like come in and like, oh yeah, we try to get you, but you know, you set this trap for us, and now you figured out that we're an enemy. So he's pretty smart. I give him a strong solid
F,
B. Think about, like, you know how Itachi fights, where like you'd be like, oh man, he set that up like 8 moves ago, and then all of a sudden this comes to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
That's essentially what the whole series, what he does is, it's just that all the time. And able to see strategies and stuff like that.
He sounds like the ideal Irby character.
Yeah. I was like, oh man, this is pretty cool. I was like, I like this guy. He does stuff.
This guy's all right. Stuff.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good C plus B minus type deal.
Yeah. That was,
I give a solid B.
That was high C.
Definitely for Ash though. Star Platinum, baby. Yeah. And the villains in those shows, man, they are absolutely atrocious. I mean, I was like, damn, I can't stand that dude already.
Worse than Redo Hiller?
I ain't see that, but the dude killed a man's dog. He killed a dog first episode for no reason other than it was his dog.
Now, when we say,
I would say nobody's locked into said rank. Once we keep adding more people, we can move them up or down, but it can't be like an A going to a C type thing. So we can put him in a B for now, but if we feel like he is in the C range, that can go. So I say last on the list for B.
Yeah. To wait till y'all see it, though. Y'all be like, dang, he is pretty cool.
All right. So for now, he will be last on B.
Yeah. Dio is a monster. Can't stand him.
Okay. Let's bang out these two because they're the same character. I picked Kid Goku. Pete picked Adult Goku. I am personally more fond of Kid Goku because leans a lot towards the martial arts aspect of the show. It's not just new opponent, new transformation. Yes, that relies heavily on Goku's Saiyan strength, but...
Hold on. Irby, you hear what he's saying right now?
I do.
Must remember that for
Whoa. Right, keep talking. Show. Different show. Whoa.
You heard what you said, though.
Whoa.
As long as they don't have transformation, and essentially as long as he goes back to his rubber gum form,
listen,
it doesn't matter.
First of all, we heard him say it.
It's recorded. It is recorded. We heard him say it.
Evidence. Listen.
Keep on.
Damn it. I am a co-star of this show. I will not be treated like this.
We ain't treated like that. We treat Luffy like this. What do you mean?
Exactly.
Luffy's hat is on our logo, damn it. He is now proudly on my car. By the way. I got a new car, by the way.
Congrats, bro.
Thank you. Kid Goku.
I still don't want to change the outcome of this.
Listen. I think Kid Goku is a high A.
I think we're going to do the first C of the show.
No, yeah. Piccolo's the first C.
The second C of the show.
Yo, bro, Kid Goku? Kid Goku?
Yeah.
You won't have a Dokoku without Kid Goku.
A and be like that.
Adult what? Goku has a family.
Kid yes. Goku has a stomach.
He's a changed man. He's better.
First of all, Goku don't give two shits about this family if they're alive.
No, won't he losing to Krillin?
What's up?
Won't Krillin whooping his ass at one point?
Yeah, at one point Krillin was beating the snap out of him.
Was whooping his ass. That shit don't count, man.
No. Hold on. I've rewatched Dragon Ball numerous times. Krillin was never better than Goku. Krillin cheated multiple times.
Hey, man.
Bro. If adult Krillin cheated against adult Goku, Goku still beating his ass is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Listen.
Put him in a seat. I'm listening.
We going mid?
How y'all disrespecting Kid Goku, bro?
I guess he's a B now.
Can he at least be higher than Jotaro?
I don't know.
That's
tough.
Kamehameha, Power Pole, Flying Nimbus, Rock, Paper, Scissors.
This is tough.
Red Ribbon Army. He soloed the Red Ribbon Army.
He can't stop time.
He freaking jumped up and caught a Dragon Ball before it separated. In theory, they all can do that, but he did it first. And last.
He's the only one that cared enough to do it.
It was his grandpa's ball, dog.
I mean, who cares? You can put him Jotaro at the same, no matter me.
So who's first on the B?
Ash, and then Senku, and then Jotaro. And then, regrettably, Kid Goku.
I say after Senku.
I agree with that sentiment.
Just,
not fully, but I agree.
JoJo, I don't know JoJo, so it was, he's already high enough. You know what I mean?
JoJo's probably gonna
fall down to sea.
It's definitely a good, interesting show. Once y'all get to that, y'all see it, I'm like, oh, all right. I see where he's coming from.
I think once we get to like five people in a rank, we have to like consider bumping someone up or bumping someone down. Like, B currently has four people.
That's fair.
Okay. Adult Goku.
Be more strategic.
Adult Goku, I'll give him an A.
I got him at an S.
Yeah, the Goku should be an S, dog. Come on. Goku is like...
I got to reserve the S for something else.
Oh, my God.
Goku is like one of the carrying figures in anime.
I mean, I don't... You know, I got
to... See, he trying to get his points back.
I'm just not there yet.
I agree, but Goku had a long run. You know, we seeing him grow up, as Senju say. We seeing him grow up, see him get the family, see him save the world numerous times, and he's still the hardest nigga out in the universe.
Nah, Black Frieza is.
Nani?
You don't know about Black Frieza?
Destroyed them like one hit each.
I do,
but that I can't put him in the S rank because he got destroyed.
Goku
okay,
deserves.
We can go by that. No, let's go by that. We'll remember that.
I was kidding.
He got destroyed.
Okay, bro. He really did, bro.
Yeah, I give Goku an S.
Goku deserves.
Give him
a
S for saying.
Goku deserves. It's going to be...
First S tier, baby.
I don't know how high he'll stay on this list, but Goku deserves
it. Oh, he's going to stay up there.
It's not too many S's out there, dog.
Yeah.
You know what? I swear to God, if this motherfucker is in S rank, Naruto.
S rank.
No.
For Senju.
Denied. Yes. Denied. I will say F just to bring his ass down.
Oh my God. That's pure. That's an Irby move, bro.
Pure
Naruto is
iteration.
A rank.
S rank. S rank, though.
I think that's another S tier, too.
What? Yep. Right there with you, though.
What?
Bro, his story is hard.
Yeah,
like,
I never cried an anime until I seen everyone except Naruto. When Kakashi went there, I got your back, Naruto. Carried him on his back to the village, and whole village was celebrating that boy. Brought a tear to my eye.
I mean, take the filters out. and the filler. Sorry, filler.
Take them out. You tell me like, those weren't lines on his cheeks. It was just filters.
Shoot.
Kill, y'all really about to force Naruto in this S rank?
Ain't no forcing that man there.
But Luffy not? Bro, listen, I'm compiling this list.
We haven't got to him yet.
We haven't discussed this list.
I already
but you
know.
Making arguments against him already. We ain't said nothing. You the one talking bad.
Nah. I see the writing on the wall. Actually, I see Luffy on the wall because him and Zoro picture on my wall, but that's okay.
If we split the decision, we can make him a high A rank.
Between... So... I cannot deny between Sage Mode, Ninetail Fox Mode, and becoming Hokage and all that, Naruto is deserving of a high rank. I just don't like how towards in the Great Ninja War, it became almost like Super Saiyan-ish with the power-ups. I was like, yo, what are we doing here now?
Bro, keep talking. You talking my language right now. Just remember this for your boy.
I can honestly say, though, all of Luffy's power-ups make sense. I can confidently say that.
But when do they conveniently happen, though? When do they happen?
The first power-up he had
got out of nowhere. He was in between two buildings for, 20 episodes that came out with a gear 2.
All right, we'll go through the evidence, but we're gonna put Naruto S tier, obviously under Goku, correct?
His story is great, you can't deny it.
No, I can't, I absolutely can't. I still watch that Pain versus Naruto fight, it's another one of my favorite fights in anime. Now, let's go. I don't want to put too many big names right away. I want to get some of the smaller guys out the way. How about Krillin?
I gave him a D.
I was going to give him an F.
I'll give him an A for Android.
I'll still give him an F. Honestly, Pete, why'd you even put Krillin on his list?
Krillin?
Yeah.
Krillin dope, bro.
Nah, bro.
Krillin's story, I think, is cool. He started off childish, and it gets a little weird when he gets the android and make a baby with Android. You know, it gets a little weird, but Krillin is always your go-to. You can call Krillin for anything. Even though he know he's going to die, he know he is trash. Even with the tournament, he's fuck it, Goku going on board. You know, so he like a road homie.
I don't have Krillin
higher than a D.
Give him a smooth C.
Where's the F for you, Pete?
I think he said it was a C.
You think he said C?
Yeah,
I put Krillin in a C.
All right, so we'll go a low C for now. We'll put him under Piccolo because I put him at a D.
I might put him above Piccolo. I don't know.
I had Piccolo higher. Had him as a D.
Nah, I'm kidding.
I mean, Piccolo's definitely better than Krillin.
Yeah.
All right, so another small one on this list. Irby, explain Nana.
So, essentially, this young girl, Nana, she attends a school with children that have superpowers. And she doesn't have superpowers, but she's been tasked to kill all the kids with superpowers in order to be free and... they set a sister free. I think that was part of it too. And so she claims a superpower is to be able to read people's mind, but she's just really good at reading people's body language and thoughts and demeanor and coming up with things that like she think they'll do, like basically just like her superpower is psychology. And so she basically, and I think it was a class of like 15 kids, she ends up like getting them all down to like 3 kids, and it's just her and another kid left. So yeah, she's one of those villains that like, it's like, man, I can't stand her, but I gotta see how she gonna get out of this one. So
she's a villain? She definitely swerved the shit out of me in the beginning.
Yeah, she's not necessarily a villain, but she turned out to be
the main things. Character. I thought the main character was the main character until she killed the main character.
Yeah, snap. That would mess me up. I was like, oh, snap. Yeah. It messed me all the way up, Pete. I was like, man. It's like, why'd she do that? She didn't kill my boy.
So what y'all think? I can't get a good read on this person.
I give her a C.
She's definitely a C.
Yeah.
Like a mid-rank.
I enjoyed watching her. Yeah.
A high C?
A mid-rank.
A high C.
Yeah, high C. The orange flavor. Yes.
Love it. McDonald's still got it.
Yeah. I definitely enjoyed watching her. I even thought about reading it, waiting on season 2 to come out. I'm like, phew.
It's a good show. It's an entertaining show.
Definitely one of those ones that make you think a little bit more.
So are we thinking under Krillin is good?
I might put it over Krillin, to be honest.
You can do above Krillin.
I think I'm okay. I'm okay with above Krillin.
Y'all hating on my boy, man.
Nah, the Krillin's a trash character.
No, he just weak. He's a good character. He's just weak.
He has been forgotten.
I just like her.
He's not Yamcha, damn it. He's not.
Yeah. Yo, Yamcha's retired.
Yeah.
That nigga said, hell no.
I just like her storyline and what she has to do a little better. No powers. At least Krillin, he can fly. He kind of could compete with people in his realm.
I mean, he kind of held his own in the tournament power. I mean, his wife did better, but he got a little somewhere.
She literally is competing with people that have special abilities, and she has none, and she's getting the best of them. So,
all right, let's do Ayano Koji. All right.
Oh man,
this man on intelligence alone, I put him at an A or a high B. Yeah,
I'll take an A myself.
Pete, I don't know if you watched, was this Classroom of the Elite?
Yeah.
Have you watched it, Pete?
Yeah, this is a teacher, right?
No, that you're thinking the other
Assassination Classroom.
Yeah, Assassination
Classroom. Oh, I don't know, Koji's the one with the blank eyes.
Never smiles, and it's always like calculating. Okay. Yo, the episode where he beat the shit out of those guys. Like just how calculating this man is, how cold he is, how like freaking.
I was like, he can fight too.
Yo, and he can fight. Rap. I was just.
And
like,
he cares for other people, but he don't show it. I fuck with him. I put him in A.
We all agree. A. He's the first A.
Oh, hold on! I ain't say above Ash, nigga. We ain't going that far.
Oh, Ash was a B.
Ash is first B rank.
Oh man.
Irby Force. Okay.
Nah.
Okay, I had to mix up. Okay.
Irby Force
B rank. A. Okay, yeah, I'm with A.
And then if we get too many Bs, Ash might get bumped up to an A because we're on out of space. We got 4 people in
B. Nah, just bump them down.
Bump it down. to see B rank 2. all right, let's do Mikey, Tokyo Revengers. Okay. Obviously, I like Mikey because of his dark side. Like, Nick could fight, he's the leader of a gang, and then this man has a twisted dark side that I am I love seeing because the story gets really interesting when Mikey's eyes get swirly dark. I personally would put him at a low A, high B, but I'm curious as to what you guys would do with him.
Go get that man a strong C.
Yeah, Mac ain't shit, man. It's hard because you get blinded by how nasty he is with fighting. But Mackie is not a good person.
Is this a good person tier list? Like, I'm sorry. I thought we were doing characters. This guy is entertaining to me.
That's all he's good for, just fighting.
You see
emotions too late. You get glimpses of it, but he's just like a fighter, and like he leads, but it's not like we don't get too far in depth with him. He's a good leader. Niggas are scared and they fall in line. That's about it.
Yeah.
I give him a good C.
Yeah, strong C miney.
Strong.
I like how he looks, though. I like his how the character looks.
Okay, so now we got to rank him on the C list. So we got Piccolo 1, Nana 2, and Krillin 3.
He's the highest C, I would say.
I would have put him after Krillin.
You bastard. How dare you?
Hey, just how I feel.
All right. So Irby after Krillin, B to the top. I prefer B. Can we settle for 2? Can he go right under Piccolo and everyone's happy?
Maybe.
That's cool. That's cool.
Okay, so while I'm moving Mikey, let's talk about Tanjiro.
Tanjiro. I give him a B.
Tanjiro's a beast, bro.
Yeah, give him a B. I don't think he's S ranked or A ranked, but he might be the first B. I do like his get down, but he's become out of nowhere with the new power ups, and you know how Dick Carlos feels about the power ups. They just come out of nowhere.
He don't come out of nowhere with power ups. Comes out of nowhere with breathing.
The breathing form power up more intake of oxygen. Same thing.
All that's for show. He's just doing nothing. Breathing is natural though.
He's just discovering it.
It was always within him. Friendship.
Stop.
Listen, all things. Wait. Pete, you didn't finish Demon Slayer, did you?
No, I'm still watching the current arc.
They still ain't finished animating it yet.
Did we spoil anything for you on our earlier episodes?
Nah,
you said a little bit, but I try to tone it up.
Yeah, right, you say you don't listen to us.
Yeah, I won't mention it. All right, so yeah. Tanjiro, B rank. Yes?
The highest
B rank. Motherfucker, I gotta rearrange all these numbers, you know?
Yeah, if he if the series was longer, then he might have been able to get up there some more, but it kind of just ended.
I gotta arrange all these fucking numbers just for Tanjiro. All right, so who can we talk about next? I'm trying to keep it interesting. Midoriya. It's honestly, if you told me earlier Midoriya, I would say B. Current Midoriya, fucking low A, dude.
Yeah, I like his vengeance. I like the dark side of him.
Yeah, right. Mm.
Though they still try to make him look soft.
How soft is he?
I'm low A for Midoriya.
Shoot.
I would say he's up there in A, yeah.
Yeah, I will give him, you know, a solid C+.
Sheesh.
Yeah, he'd give him a low A. a low high.
So last on the A list.
So right now he's
I like his outfit. I like what he's becoming. Like he's coming into himself. Well, what I'm watching currently. I know y'all further ahead.
Nah, I ain't even read, dog.
No, I am the one that's ahead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just after the part where Fireface Man got all bloodied up and the training the kid to speak.
Yeah, he got washed.
All right, we're getting to some we're getting to some more important people. Let's go Koro Sensei.
I think he is.
Give him an S for Sensei.
Koro Sensei.
I think he is.
Is that word?
But I think he's a low S.
Oh, so we're gonna put rank 5 for now. Cause I'm okay with S for Koro Sensei.
Yeah, that's cool. Rank 5B. S5B.
Okay. Koro Sensei was easy. How about Kakashi? Kakashi's A. To me, A. Like,
I was.
Like mid A.
I will give him a strong B plus.
I agree with Irby.
B plus, so all right. If we put Kakashi in B, we have to move either Jotaro down or Tanjiro up.
Let's move Jotaro down.
Okay, Jotaro
to the sea baby
is coming down. Now where does Kakashi rank in B? We got Tanjiro, Ash, Senku, and Kid Goku all in that order.
Above Ash.
Nani?
I agree.
Above Ash.
I agree.
Ash is weak.
Oh, man.
Pikachu!
Y'all talking about the goat. He saved Mewtwo.
He also got turned to stone by that guy and got broke up too.
Yo, legit. Yeah,
I know you cried. Everybody cried watching it.
I cried.
Everybody cried.
Not a tear.
That was a monumental moment.
There were two instances where Pokemon made me cry. One was in the end of that movie, and the other was this. I don't know if it was a special or an actual legit episode where like they stumbled across a village of fucking Pikachus and Ash thought the Pikachu was gonna stay and they showed a montage of them together and him crying. It made me cry like a little fucking bitch.
I've never seen that.
That's an OG one.
Really?
Like original Pokemon, yeah.
Oh.
But sorry Pete, we're gonna go ahead and sneak Kakashi above Ash.
That's fucked up.
Ain't worried about Ash.
He's got to catch them all.
He ain't did
He still
nothing.
Didn't catch them all, bro.
Ain't catch I'm none pissed. Of them.
He and should have been more. 20 years.
I know why pissed. You need to catch them all when you only carry like 8 of them at a time. The man got 6 Pokemon. He don't even know the whole. They ain't got no relation with him. He like a dead.
They all hang with the professor.
Yeah, they in the center of the Poke Center, wait for him to come pick him up.
Gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all.
He can't even grow up. Like, oh dang, I didn't know I had one of them. Meanwhile, he's dead in his Pokeball, waiting for him to be thrown out.
What if he just had all of them following him? Not enough Pokeballs. The rest of you just walk.
Nah, he done.
Okay.
Well,
let's hit up Itachi.
He is strong, eh?
I agree.
Might put him up there with Kakashi.
I think
we can't have all Naruto characters up there, bro.
But we put Kakashi at B. B number 2.
Or B plus. Oh, then you put him at A5 then.
No, Midoriya's A5, unless you want to move Midoriya up.
No, sir. Or up? Okay, yeah. I'm fine with going up.
Okay, so Itachi low A. Rank 5. Itachi. I just don't think that was enough of Itachi. Itachi is a genius. I agree. Itachi's cool. There wasn't enough Itachi.
Yeah. You ain't read Itachi's story, though. That was good.
Aynes.
You know my nigga, Triple S. Triple S tier.
I'll give him an A.
I will give him a strong D.
We know you don't like him, Irby.
I knew Irby was coming.
A strong D.
My man is hilarious, bro.
I'll give Aynes an A solely because he is a great, like, he is OP, great character, focuses way too much on, like, appearance, on, like, how he appears to people. And these people are devoted to you.
He's trying to uphold the guild, bro.
People don't give nothing about that.
That's why the latest season, he's like, well, I don't think my people here, so fuck it, I'll do what I want. And at this point,
you should watch that last season, Irby.
I ain't watching nothing.
But
that shit hilarious because the what's that dude name? The doll dude.
Mm-hmm. The Russian dude. Him.
That nigga's hilarious, bro. Yeah. He said, "Wait, I'm not done my introduction."
Irby, what grade did you say?
Strong D.
Strong D. And Pete said S, I said A. That, I think that would put
D plus
in a B area. But now we gotta see.
You give him A in terms of his abilities as a character. Didn't care for him, but he was strong.
Okay, so now let's place him in the A ranking. Yano Koji, number 1. Midoriya, 4. And Itachi, 5. Does he get 2 or 3, or does he move someone?
He gets moved to 5 and move everyone else up.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
He said, nah.
I think, like, I also like him because he preps a lot.
He's
a lot of prep. Like, he goofy, but he ain't gonna let shit slip. Unless it's some shit that you really can't see.
If y'all like prepping, y'all are gonna love the Jotaro series.
Shameless plug.
I mean, I'm being real. Like, everyone that fights in there, they have something that's set up for later.
I've seen scenes on YouTube where it was like, okay, this shit is hilarious or cool.
Yeah.
It was a one scene where they started stomping out a dude. I think the guy with the cornrows.
Yeah, because he was like, you spilled some of my jacket. It's like, oh, he's a user. And they just started with the stomping him out.
Yeah. That shit looked funny.
Yeah.
But it's hard to watch it to me.
Yeah. I know what you mean, dog.
Yeah, it was the art style I couldn't get into.
I mostly just listened to it.
And then you got into it.
Yeah, I was like, damn, this is great. I was like, oh, no. No. Oh, that's a nice trick with the cigarette.
Saitama. Let's do Saitama.
I give him a C. Myself, my personal preference opinion.
I was thinking like B-ish.
I thought he was A tier to me.
I mean, all he got is the punch.
He's just dumb, yeah.
That's the only thing I go for. He's got the punch.
Simple but effective.
And when the one punch don't work, you get two. So
you get a more serious punch. You don't get two. You get an upgraded punch.
A normal punch.
Yeah.
Non-series punch, normal punch.
Now, with Pete saying A, Irby saying C, me saying B, it clearly puts him...
I'll drop down to it. I'll do B.
Yeah, he's going to
clearly... I think he's a good high C.
Well, fellas, we are book B through C, so someone is getting moved.
Who's in the C? Well, who's the last on the C?
The last one to see is Jotaro.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I think we're going to have to put Sidewell to D. I mean, that's just me, but...
Someone could get moved up, but I don't think anyone... Tanjiro, Kakashi, Ash, Senku, and Kengoku, none of them are A tier.
Yeah. I'm just going to put them at a D and just keep it moving.
Listen. Poor Jotaro. poor Jotaro.
Nah, poor Saitama, you mean.
He's ranked too high. He can't go. We got to figure out where in B he belongs.
Shoot. Where so, C, you mean?
I think...
D?
I think he goes right under Ash and above Senku. Aw, that pushes Kid Goku to C.
I'm okay with it.
Okay, so... There's really no debate on this, but I will say it because I know you...
Talking about Luffy?
No, Vegeta. Stop.
When are we getting the helmet? You're delaying this.
He's not going to be last, but he's going to be close. Who the hell did I just... Vegeta, by the way. But who did I just... Saitama. Let's do Vegeta. Where would you guys put Vegeta?
Vegeta's a high A for me. Classy dude. Strong.
Probably A rank, somewhere in there.
Very loyal. Get shit done.
Definitely would have been stronger than Goku.
Man, they do my boy dirty, bro. He is never going to be stronger than Goku.
Every time he gets close, they just take it away.
I hate that.
Yeah.
And that's because of Goku, bitch ass.
Well, if it wasn't for Goku and Vegeta, Gohan would have been the main character by now.
Nerfed him real hard.
It was just like, Goku and Vegeta. But it is what it is. I agree with High A. So where are we going to put him? We got Ayano Koji, Midoriya. Is he above? He's definitely above Midoriya, but he thinks he's above Ayano Koji.
Yeah.
I'm probably say.
So you second.
Second.
They're either tied or something.
I'm okay with Vegeta getting second. He's always two in the show anyways.
I think based on history, since he's been here longer.
Zynga.
Carlos. Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. Eren Jaeger. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. This nigga is an A, at least.
I'm gonna go strong D plus.
No, oh fuck my god, that. Eren Jaeger is an A at least. I will argue that.
Shoot, go ahead. Let me hear your arguments then.
First of all, this man knew about everything. Even when he didn't know about everything, he knew about everything and perfectly set it up to fit a situation where he felt like he can create a utopia for his loved ones. I'm not saying what he did was right. I'm saying what he did was the best thing he thought he could do.
Sounds very villainy to me.
And I'm all for it.
And it's not like a good.
You know, this is bringing back memories of the show.
Doesn't sound like a good person would do something like that.
But it sounds like it needed to be done. A good person.
All evil niggas out there.
A good person wouldn't always do what needs to be done. And what are we classifying as good? Because the other kingdom wasn't exactly rainbows and sunshines.
I mean,
granted, Eren took it out on the world, but you know, maybe the world deserved it.
I don't know. I think there was another general that I knew that did some things that the world didn't agree with, but he did it anyway. And you want to know?
I don't know what you're talking about.
And you want to know who that man was?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think everyone knows the answer.
Motherfucker, Aaron's A on my list. I don't know how you use this against me.
I mean, I don't know. Man, just getting random.
I like villains. That's why they rank high on my list.
Strong D plus.
What?
Yep.
All right.
I'll say
a C. A C? Okay. So he's a high C or low B by those grades.
Low C, you mean?
No. Low B, high C.
Low C. That's what I'm doing. Low C.
I put him at A.
As in low ciento for him even being on that.
D. P gave him C, which puts him at the C range.
Yeah, low C. Low ciento, my friend.
First of all, we got to figure out who's going down to a D. Krillin. Well, it's Krillin, actually.
Krillin can go.
Yeah, it's Krillin. Krillin can go. And then we got to rank Sir. Y'all really disrespecting Aaron, dog. A C?
You disrespecting the thought of this tournament. Want to put a villain up top.
I think I'm misjudging this tournament.
You did. Very. Very much so.
It's really... Though I will say Aaron had a hard moment. Crushed the glass heart and drank the blood.
Yo, that shit was hard. He used the Jaw Titan's jaw to break the crystal and drink the blood.
That shit was hard.
I messed up. Okay, so Krillin D1, Jotaro D2. Jotaro's just Jotaro going further D1, down on this list.
Krillin D2.
Jotaro's just going further down on this list. Okay. Now, Gojo Jujutsu.
Y'all know more about him than I do.
You haven't watched Jujutsu much?
Y'all further.
Gojo's OP, but he doesn't get much screen time. Like, I'd say he's high B, right. Low A.
Put him next to Kakashi Sensei.
Yeah, same nigga, I guess.
They pretty much are.
That's fair.
Now, hold on. Are you sure that's cool? Because Ebu's ass further down. Oh my god. That's
hold on there. Would it be easier to add an extra to each tier? To like a number 6? Though, we can always move people up.
Yes, we can move something. Yeah. So, let's...
I'll just make a...
I think we need to talk about your boy, though.
Yeah, we going to talk about my boy. We got to. I'm building up my case. This is going to be bigger than Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard.
Sheesh.
But first, let's put Gojo right under Kakashi. That's fine.
Yeah.
Senku, sorry, you're moving down to the C. One. These numbers are about to disappear. Aaron. Damn, Aaron. They moved you to a D. Look what they're doing to my boy.
That's why I told you you belong in the first place. This wouldn't have been an issue if you just listened to me in the first place. We would have had to shit nobody around. You'd be like, oh, you're right there in the D. You would have said, I ain't got to move nobody. But look,
they massacred my boy.
Look at your silly little self. You did it to yourself.
All right. Rimuru Tempest. Listen.
I think he's us. No debate.
I agree. Where in the S? I think he's at least.
I think there's a little room for debate there.
What?
Yeah.
Bro. My man became a demon lord just to save one person.
Well, no. He has a cheat code. He has a system.
Fuck that. They all have systems. They're isekais, but Rimuru helped.
No, the system literally tells them what to do.
I know.
Yeah, a little room for debate there.
I'm thinking S rank 4.
S rank 4, you say?
Yes.
I would just say last S rank.
All right, so that would move Koro Sensei either up or down.
Definitely, but
I go up. Sensei. You go up.
Okay. All right. Okay. Who the hell were we just talking about? It is Rimuru.
See.
I'm going to be very conflicted on this next two. But, all right, let's fucking talk about Luffy, okay?
You got to give your arguments, dog. Cause
let's talk. You tell me
your boy
what,
down the whole time.
Tell me why Luffy does not deserve an S rank.
You said
no. We need to hear your arguments first.
First of all his all his power ups make complete sense with his devil fruit. Complete sense. All right, let's talk Gear 2. He uses his rubber properties to pump his blood faster, which shortens his lifespan.
We never said it didn't make sense. What you said was it's always a convenient power up whenever it's needed.
Oh no! But these, Luffy has only ever had one power up happen in the middle of a fight, and that is
Gear two happened when he was stuck between a building for 20 episodes, and then he just go fight someone. All of a sudden, he's just like, "Oh, I got a new form." No.
Gear two and three are something he predetermined before the fights even started.
Nah,
What's up?
Well, he had enough time to think about it when he's trapped in the building for 20 episodes.
And the train ride.
Nah.
And the sea train ride.
They're out here just doing stuff.
My man is
fighting. I'll put him next to Goku because that's almost the same character.
You put
Kid
him where?
Goku?
Next to Goku.
Kid Goku?
No.
Adult. Yeah.
So. The two characters on the list I won't give an F to is...
I'm not done arguing this.
I was going to give an F to Luffy twice.
He already has two F's in his name. He don't need one.
Yeah, exactly. Hold another two F's.
I'm not done arguing this, bro. Only one time has he gotten a power-up in the middle of the fight. Everything else was predetermined, pre-planned, thought of. Gear 2 and Gear 3, because Luffy is battle smart. Not smart anywhere else, but he's smart at fighting. Like, he's very...
That sounds like somebody else, too.
Yes.
Sounds like somebody else to get another random power up.
He came up
with
Gear 2 and Gear 3. They both make sense with the rubber properties. Gear 4, he came about during the 2-year training, the time skip. All three versions of it came during the time skip. And the last one, Gear 5, is just his Devil Fruit finally awakening. But that is a power-up he got conveniently during a fight.
The most important fight.
The most important fight. Well, not the most important fight, but a very important fight.
Yeah, it's not the most important because that shit is still going on.
Yo, two arcs left, man. Two arcs left.
Year.
He should be F just because how many seasons and shit he got.
Stop. Because he has too many episodes. No, the same way people who don't want to watch One Piece because it's too long will rewatch Dragon Ball Z and Naruto like 3 times.
Not even, because I ain't even do that.
Stop. You ain't rewatch Naruto?
I might rewatch it one time, but I ain't watched it 3-4 times.
All right. I know this is coming from someone, and I'm speaking about me, who's rewatched Sons of Anarchy like 50 times. Sword Art Online like 50 times.
I don't need to rewatch stuff.
I will rewatch One Piece when One Piece is over.
No, sir.
I don't see your point. Nope. No need.
He is without a doubt off the press of just how popular he's maintained.
Well, I hope you popular. You've been on for what, 20, 30 years now?
Yes. Yes.
Shit crazy, dog.
He worse than Ash, man. Even Ash became champion, dog.
Exactly.
I mean
with less episodes.
Yeah.
Listen, it has can't a get big the point across. World. It has a big world. My man's not afraid to prolong it.
So he's not a real MC, is what you're saying?
Chill.
Man, just be out there creating side missions for no reason.
Listen, I will not move unless we agree S rank for Luffy.
Oh, guys, we'll thanks for joining us this week on
we'll be here all fucking night.
Catch us next week.
If Naruto's on this fucking list, Luffy should be on this list. And honestly, I forgot to mention Ichigo. Ichigo should be high A, low S.
I give Ichigo a C.
What?
You want to talk about
Ichigo? You want to talk about
some randomness. My man, he just all of a sudden he got four different sets of DNA.
My man is a mutt, bro. Convenient. He is a human, a hollow, a Quincy, a soul reaper. You name it. He's it.
He definitely got too many power-ups. He worse than Luffy. Out of nowhere, he just got all sorts of stuff.
The only thing that pissed me off about Ichigo is that his very new form that he got, he did nothing with it.
Ichigo get a strong deep.
So he just be getting shit for no reason.
It goes with everything. All the stuff goes along with his properties of his DNA, Pete. So I guess it's okay.
Shut the fuck up, Murphy. How dare you argue that? Naruto literally wears the Ninetales Fox as a suit.
Hey.
I'm not refuting it, but like, come on, use this shit to your advantage.
Shoot. Listen.
I would be okay with you putting him next to Goku.
I'm not. I'm giving him an F. Character development's terrible.
Nah, you a hater. You a one piece hater. If I can agree to Naruto's S, you can agree Luffy's S.
He's not S to me, dog. I give him if I want to say one, it'd be a strong B. But he ain't S right to me, dog. Yeah.
A B. The current face of anime, a B?
I wouldn't say current face of anime.
I think he
but
is.
But I give him B or C,
I think,
dog.
Demon Slayer up there.
You think so?
As the current face. Yes, sir. That shit is everywhere, bro.
B or C, dog. But I really gave him double Fs.
We're going to leave him unranked. He doesn't deserve this ranking.
Oh, my God.
He's too good for this list. Now, who I really want to talk about? Who I really want to talk about? Sung Jinwoo.
Oh, that's right. He ain't gonna talk about him.
Honestly, you guys might think I'm a little crazy, but I think he deserves a number one spot in S.
I agree.
It's up for debate.
All right, debate it.
It ain't.
Yeah. Who's S2?
Naruto. Soon to be S3.
Nah. Naruto gonna stay S2.
All right. Yeah. Where are you moving Goku?
Goku, S2B.
S2B. Naruto is S3.
S2B, baby.
And Sun Jin Woo, S1. I need not explain. This man is a fucking monster. I am incredibly hype for the next chapter. Incredibly hype for the anime that's coming out next year. Incredibly hype.
Does the next chapter come out this week?
It should come out in a day or two.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. If they came out with an actual game for this, it isn't that mobile game that I saw, I would play the hell out of it. I listen to the story from beginning to end every time I get a new Audible.
Bro, that mobile game looked dope.
I'm going to play it. I don't know how dope it's going to be, but I'll play it. I think
Sung Jinwoo was like the perfect character.
It's just...
You can't hate on him. The man dressed nice. Man, look. He looked good.
And
you know?
He's... Like, he's cold when he needs to be, if that makes sense.
The man's cold all the time.
Nah, he ain't cold all the time. He has a heart.
Sometimes he got a heart.
A lot of the time he has a heart.
No.
He woke up my boy's father.
Reset the world to save his girl. I need you to get pregnant by me.
Yes.
I'm going to save the world again. And I ain't going to struggle.
I love that he can conveniently like give people memories of the past life. So it's like, oh, you don't have to remember you love me. Just remember the past. Or, I mean, you don't have to fall in love with me again. Here, just remember that you already do.
Maybe.
But, so...
They just... Here's, I was going to say they wrote his character really nice.
Yes. Here's our list with no Fs.
No, hold on now. We got one F on there that they try to respect.
No. So here's our list.
Even put him in, it doesn't mean Luffy's getting the S rank even if you put him in there, dog.
I don't give a shit. If Luffy leaves, Naruto leaves.
Nah. Luffy, me both Pete agreed that Luffy is not S rank. Strong B.
Actually, no. Pete said he goes with Goku, who is S number one.
Nah.
He's not higher than Naruto, though.
Yep. I agree. You know, do you agree with that ruling now?
I disagree. I think Luffy's better than Naruto.
No.
That's bias talking.
That is bias talking. I agree. But Goku is better than Naruto. And you said Luffy belongs with Goku. Therefore, Luffy belongs above Naruto. Now, that's logic talking.
That's the only time it made sense. But it don't work like that.
All day.
Hey, I said, with Goku, I can be in the same rank, but not better than Naruto.
Yeah, he not being Goku. Luffy not being Goku.
He'll come closer than Naruto would.
I ain't hating on Luffy. You know what I mean? Like, he got the history.
He's strong.
It's a lot of people character favorite. So
yeah. Well, I think people that have Luffy memorabilia tattooed on them should recuse himself from ranking Captain Luffy's, because that's a whole different biases right there.
That is true.
Well, to be fair, I also have Sungjin Woo tattooed on me. Actually, I have more Sungjin Woo on me than I have Luffy.
And then you're recused from him too, but me and Pete already agreed. He's double SS, so it doesn't even matter. Point is mute.
I made up SS, first of all.
I actually said
you gotta make it up for
category.
Him.
Had to That's make what it up I said. It. I agree with that.
Say, yeah, put him in the SS.
Okay, all right. Okay. I'm reluctant to say this. Well, not this part. Sungjin Woo, SS, only SS. And well deserved. He is. Solo Leveling has quickly become one of my favorite series of all time.
The GOAT.
S rank, Goku, Naruto, Luffy. Oh my god, Thunder Naruto. Coral Tente, Rimuru.
As it should be.
A rank.
Yeah.
Ayano Koji, Vegeta, Midoriya, Itachi, Aang. B rank, Tanjiro, Kakashi, Gojo, Ash, Vegeta. I have Vegeta on here twice.
So now all the rankers are jacked up because Vegeta's on there twice. Interesting.
Why is Vegeta on here twice?
I don't know. You don't want to keep a score, my guy.
I erased all the names, so Vegeta is someone. I don't know. He's definitely supposed to be in A rank, so I don't know who was supposed to replace Ash in B rank.
You just go ahead and drop down Luffy on down to A, put Vegeta back
relax,
up to S.
Relax. So there are C rank, Senku, Kid Goku, Piccolo, Mikey, and Nana. And then D rank, my boy Aaron, disrespectful, Krillin, and Jotaro. It looks like we all have someone in D rank.
I think that's a good list.
I think it's solid.
Yeah, it's pretty unbiased.
I don't know, dog.
For the most part.
Luffy got shoved down.
Besides Luffy, we can agree Luffy was very biased.
Whoa.
He got shoved down there.
I think you guys are being too harsh.
We're settling because you're fighting for it.
I think you guys are being too harsh on him. Just because the series is long.
I get that man a B, dog.
Let's look past how long the series is.
We can't. It's too far. But that's the thing. Like, if you start watching One Piece, it's hard to stop because you're so dedicated to it is like, this shit better be the GOAT. You know, you're already 500 episodes in and it's still going. So it was like,
oh, it's like, it's like Tom Brady. He won't retire, but like he's renowned as like one of the greatest quarterbacks.
No, well, he did retire, but it's kind of like when, you know, you're with a girl and there's like, you've been dating for like 4 years and there's all these red flags. But you just like, maybe if I keep doing this, we'll change. And just keep trying to thug it out. But you know it's not good for you.
You feel like you wasted your time. But
yeah, but you don't want to, you know, let it in. So you just keep it on there and be dealing with the bad stuff.
It's not always at the beginning. And, like, I think as anime gets, like, as we get further into new generations, it'll be harder to start shows like One Piece and Bleach and Naruto, like the OGs, because like
that's the old generation.
How slow paced they are. New Gens
is like one season.
Yes, yes.
10 episodes.
So I think with how slow paced anime was in our time, like it'll be hard for like the newer people to get into this.
I don't think it's
not slow.
Everybody watched Dragon Ball Z, bro.
I said it wasn't slow paced. Just when you look at One Piece, it's like they just do your one villain or whatever, and they fight the same villain for 20 episodes.
No, because
they
like
do something for it.
whether we acknowledge it or not,
they change the perspective.
They were
holding the cage against Doflamingo for 30 episodes. I'm like, dang, that cage ain't moved one inch yet. Like, what are they doing? Like,
they're showcasing a lot of fights at the same time. Like, all these fights are happening.
That's
at the same
the
time.
Problem. I mean, it has no MC. Everybody is the MC on that show.
The Straw Hats, yeah. All the Straw Hats are the...
Nigga, nobody got time for that.
Listen,
we need one main strong-ass person.
It's got...
And get it over with.
Listen. All the other shows are the same way. Maybe not Naruto per se, but...
No.
In Bleach... I mean, I'm sorry, Dragon Ball per se, but in Bleach and Naruto, when you had a group of seven people out there in an arc... You watched all seven people fight their fights.
And you know what? They caught hell for that shit, too. Why isn't One Piece catching hell for that?
Because One
Nobody
Piece
Nobody want to watch all that shit. No, they didn't.
The fight was interesting, though.
They forced you to watch it.
They did. They did it better. People are actually interested, damn it.
I was just interested in Arthur.
We have the views. We have the votes.
I mean, if you standing there for 30 years, obviously niggas going to watch it.
Listen.
Yeah, that's pretty much like your bedtime story.
All
you know,
all it takes is for like
started with a little kid. Now you're an adult.
You heard about One Piece? No, check it out.
That's like your comfort show.
There's a lot of mysteries, a lot of emotion, a lot of world building that went into it.
Where?
What do you mean where?
What mysteries? The only mystery still there is the freaking One Piece.
There's hella mysteries. You just don't pay attention.
Where's the mystery?
Who's Joy Boy? What's the Void Century? What's with the Poneglyphs?
The Void Century is the century missing in time that they have no record of. That's the Void
but
Century.
But what happened in the Void Century? Why can Blackbeard have two Devil Fruits?
Because he got two different souls.
Stop. Now you're listening to that trashy-ass theorist on Instagram.
Am I? Or is that what happens?
We don't know what
happened.
Or
maybe
there's
compatible Devil Fruits yet. Who knows? Who knows?
It could be true.
It could be. It couldn't be. Who knows? We wouldn't know the answer for another 5 years anyway, so...
It's a mystery. I'll rest my case.
5 years.
No. But I am good with that list.
I'm okay.
Except for Luffy. But other than that...
I'm also okay with that list except for Luffy. I think he should be higher.
I think he should
be
lower.
Well, if he ain't in a different category, then what's the issue?
Put him under the list.
He's in a high category, the highest.
He's in.
Besides the untouchable goat, but
the untouchable Sungjinbu. Listen, all Luffy bias aside, Sungjinbu really is one of the best MCs out there, and that is putting aside. Have you noticed on webtoons a lot of shit is doing like something like that now?
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorites right now is On the Max Level Newbie or something like that.
Yeah, but that's my shit.
I can't help but notice, like, it happened with I Got Reincarnated as a Slime. Like, once I watched that, fucking isekais of that variety just became popping up like zits. Once I read Solo Leveling, those type of webtoons started popping up like zits. I'm like, can we like get a little more original with our ideas here?
But people, it's enjoyable. All the knockoffs.
It is. It is. So until I do actually really enjoy. On the next level, on the max level newbie, and I especially enjoyed the last chapter. Excuse me.
Isn't there one is like reincarnated as a spider or something?
I enjoyed that. It was a slow start for me, but as it progressed, I like really started to enjoy it. Reincarnated as a sword, I enjoyed that.
I enjoy. I haven't watched it yet. It just seemed weird with a little kid and a fucking sword.
Mm-hmm. It did. I bought the book, the manga first, but like my time for reading became very limited, and I subscribed to H5 on Amazon anyway, so I just started watching it on that, and I watched Call of the Night, which, you know, seems more up Irby's alley, but I enjoyed it. I watched Reincarnated as a Sword. I enjoyed that. I watched some other stuff Eminence in Shadow. I really enjoyed that.
Yes, sir.
And excited for season 2.
That's not a knockoff, though, is it?
No.
I mean, it's Isekai, but it's not like that's original.
I think it's like one of its... I haven't seen anything similar to it, other than like the typical Isekai crap. But yeah. They don't really focus on the Isekai part. It was just a means to get him there, I guess.
Bro, it's funny. I might rewatch that shit.
I wouldn't blame you. No. But does
Season come out this year too?
Yes, sir. Anyone got anything they want to mention?
I want to mention Luffy is a strong F, but
double Fs.
Double Fs, the first ever double F in the ranking. But yeah. Nothing too much there to say. I think I mentioned this. I think Hulu has the dubs of the shows that stop certain categories in the subs on Crunchyroll. Like if it goes a dub to a certain season, you might want to check Hulu. Because Hulu might have the dubs for that, because they currently have all of the Hunter dubs.
I don't think I watch Hunter dubbed.
Yeah, well, I'm about to get into that. Too. Yeah, so yeah, about to start watching that baby, Chimera Ant arc and dub baby. What's up?
Man, that arc was amazing.
Regarded as one of the best arcs in anime.
Yeah, we finna see though. Yeah.
You watch it?
Nope, never seen it. That's why I was like, they got it dubbed. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll get this now.
Kirby.
So,
Ball, bro.
That's what's up.
Hey, man, it'd be like that. I'm a wild boy.
Lucky you.
All right.
I wish I could watch it for the first time again.
You know what? Some of the things in Hunter x Hunter, I wish I could watch for the first time again. Because there's so many good episodes.
Yeah, that shit started off, and I thought it was going to be completely different for what it is.
Like,
happy little boy going on an adventure.
Yeah, just
a handful. There ain't going to be no deaths or killing or anything.
A handful of scenes, specifically. Really, Killua was my favorite character in the show. But, like, when...
Of course.
He was an S rank. I put him above Luffy.
The... Whatever.
What
the heart thing in the beginning, the heart when he ripped Jonas's heart out, whatever his name was.
Yeah, old dude heart out. I was like,
yeah, that was hard.
I was hooked on Kilo from that point on.
Just off of that alone, I might have put him definitely put him at an A, but
put him above Luffy.
Yeah,
you know what? I'm done with this, guys. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed. And Luffy's number one.
No,
it's Sanjinwoo. It's definitely Sanjinwoo.
Yes, Luffy is number four behind Naruto. So.
Whatever.
It's spoken. It's been voted on.
The movie's an A+.
Evidence don't lie.
Listen, let's look up most popular MCs.
We ain't doing most popular MCs. We're doing Herbal Synergy MC tier list.
Let's look up most popular list
right now.
MC tier.
That don't matter because that ain't what the show about.
Let's see who ranks above who.
What it is Herbal Synergy tier list rankings with our special guest, Clutch, Lord Infamous. The other stuff, the outside noise don't matter. What only matters is
take my straw hat and go home.
Take it and go home.
It's already tatted on you, so you got it.
Yeah.
True. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed. Like, comment, subscribe, and we'll catch you next week. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.